To Heaven with Love. Written by Barbara Cartland. Narrated by Anthony Wren. Chapter 1, 1894. Lady Doriana Dale looked down at the exquisite white silk nightgown trimmed with delicate lace that she held in her hands. She had already folded 5 others of similar beauty and laid them in a large leather trunk, but she had to stop for a moment and hold this one up to her cheek. It felt so heavenly, so soft and fine. "I am so lucky," mused Doriana. "I have so many beautiful things. I should be the happiest girl in the world." Before she had time to ask herself why she was not feeling in any way happy, and why, in fact, her heart was heavy with dread and apprehension, there came a knock at her bedroom door. "Come in," she called out. It was Marjorie, her mamma's elderly maid. Tall and thin, with straight greying hair under her white cap, the old woman peered round the door.
"Her ladyship sent me to inquire if you wished for some assistance," said Marjorie,
looking at the pile of linen underclothes that lay on the bed, waiting to be packed into the long row of trunks and boxes lined up on the floor. Marjorie had been a part of the family for as long as Doriana could remember. By all rights, as a young lady of just 18 years, Doriana should have her own maid to look after her, but there had been no money to spare since her papa had died, and somehow the arrangements had never been made, and she was still sharing the faithful Marjorie with her mamma.
"How kind of you, Marjorie! But look, I am almost finished. There's only this last trunk to pack."
Marjorie was kept exceedingly busy looking after Doriana's mamma, and had very little time to spare, so when Doriana was still a young girl, she had taken care to teach her the skilful art of packing her own trunk, folding all the garments so that when they were unpacked, they emerged looking pristine and fresh without any wrinkles or creases. Marjorie now hobbled over to Doriana and took the nightgown in her work-worn hands that were swollen and twisted with arthritis.
"This French lace is the best in the world," she said. "It's made by nuns, locked up in a convent. Many months it takes them, so they say. Look how pretty it is, my dear, with those tiny butterflies all over."
She held up the nightgown and shook it out. Doriana looked at the fine lace hanging gracefully around the sleeves and the collar. She had not noticed that there were tiny lace butterflies which twisted and fluttered through the intricate pattern.
"They're lovely, aren't they?"
But as she was looking at the fragile wings of the delicate insects, she could not help thinking they looked as if they were trapped. Doriana shuddered. The fine threads of lace were like a cobweb tangled around the little insects, imprisoning them so they would never be free. Marjorie handed the nightgown back to her. Doriana swiftly folded it up and laid it inside the trunk, trying not to look at the butterflies again.
"Just think, my dear," Marjorie was saying, smiling at Doriana. "The next time you see that nightgown, you'll be a married lady."
"Yes, indeed I shall."
Doriana closed the lid of the trunk quickly. She struggled to bring a smile to her face, although her heart felt heavy as she added,
"It's wonderful, isn't it?"
"Your dear mamma, her ladyship, is so very proud of you," replied Marjorie, her wrinkled cheeks flushing with excitement. "You've made such a good match."
Suddenly, Doriana felt faint and hot. She turned away from the old woman and looked out of the window. Marjorie chuckled.
"Oh, bless you, my lady. I can tell you're feeling bashful at the thought of it, and quite right, too.
Thank you for coming to see me, Marjorie. But I can manage perfectly well with the packing, and I am sure Mamma will be needing you to help her dress for dinner."
Marjorie sighed.
"Yes, yes, indeed. I just don't know where the hours go these days. But you, my lady, you have your life before you, and all the time in the world to enjoy it."
Marjorie made her way to the door. Doriana waited impatiently for her to be gone. She felt as if she could not breathe, as if suddenly there was no air at all in her bedroom. Outside her window, the spring sunshine...